Logan, raise your hand.
Practice is a little better today. We have lots of respect for Mississippi State. We've had some really tough games with them in the past, and they're playing really well right now. And I think our team needs to focus on, you know, what we need to do to get better. And I think a simple question you can ask yourself is, am I better today than I was yesterday? It seems like it's been a long time since we played at home, about a month. So we look forward to the energy and enthusiasm of and the environment that our fans created in the Missouri game. And I know our players certainly appreciate that and hopefully will respond, you know, because I think it could have an impact on this game. So, questions?
First off, Jerry Jeudy wasn't out there today. Was there any update on that?
No, he was out there. He got a little tweak and went in, and he's fine. No problem. Well, I think their offensive scheme is, you know, really difficult to defend. You know, when you have a quarterback that runs the ball for more yards than the two running backs put together, and the two running backs are both pretty good, you know, that tells you what kind of runner he is. But you're defending like a wildcat offense every time. But, you know, in the last two games, they've really thrown the ball effectively to go with that. So that makes a unique challenge of a dual threat quarterback who is, you know, really difficult to defend and puts a lot of pressure on the defense. So this may be one of the biggest challenges we've had, you know, all season long.
Were Jalen and Devontae able to do more today in practice?
I can't hear.
Were Jalen and Devontae able to do more in practice today?
They did a little more. Yeah, they're doing a little bit more every day. And, you know, we just don't want to push the envelope and make them any worse. You know, we want to try to get them a little better, a little stronger every day, and then decide what their role can be in the game.
Sarah, here with Mark.
I just wonder what you see from Mike Loxley as a coordinator. How's he sort of grown in that role and in the calling place?
Well, Mike's been a coordinator. He's got a lot of experience. He's been in our program here for a couple of years. And, you know, coach on the staff a year ago, so I think he knew our system, and he's done a good job of adding some of the things that he likes and has done well. And I think we have a really good offensive staff, and he's done a really good job of, you know, working with all those guys and getting them to work together. And I think he's done a really, really good job relative to the players that we have and the things that we can do best. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to improve. And I think the players respond well to him, so I think he's done a really, really good job.
How does the depth of the scouting report for SEC West foes compare to the SEC East teams that you play randomly? And how do you attribute this kind of scouting that you guys do in the summer to the success that you've had against some of these division foes over the years?
I don't know that I totally understand your question, but I'll answer, and then you can ask me something different. I think when you play, you know, teams a lot, you know, you develop sort of a knowledge and experience for what they like to do. They kind of probably do the same thing if they play you a lot. And I think when you have a lot of new opponents, it makes it a little more challenging. It's like we've never played against, you know, Mississippi State's new coaches and all that. So they're a little bit different, especially on offense. And so there's not the cumulative effect of knowing what you played against when you played against a coach, the same coach, same system for a long time. So when it comes to the East, we play so few teams from the East, it's hard to make any kind of comparison because we don't play them very often. So, and the ones that we do, you try to develop as much history and knowledge as you possibly can, and the experience that you gained from when you did play them.
What improvements have you seen from the sophomore receivers and from this year to from last year to this year?
Well, I think that all those guys were really good players a year ago. They didn't have as many opportunities a year ago. they've certainly grown and developed, I think, in their knowledge and experience of the position, their confidence. They're all very talented guys, and I think they've been really, really productive, and everybody's had a really good year. They also have great competitive character. They work hard every day. They've shown toughness throughout the course of the year, so hard to complain about much about what those guys have been able to do this year and the way they've done it, and the way they've sort of done it with a pretty consistent level of standard of consistency that you have to have a lot of respect for. All right, thank you, guys.